While we're waiting for Peter to call, he did send me a little Easter song he put together. So let's have a listen to that. It's called Hot Cross Buns, which may be evident.
Hot cross buns, you cook them in the fire, yum, yum, yum. Oh, hot cross buns, look at that butter. Cut them with a plastic knife. You put them in the fire right. You do them with the crusty side. You can have the bottom, but the top is mine. Oh. You put them on the wood just right. Don't leave them there too long time. Turn them over to the other side. Get the welder gloves and we'll see if they're done. Oh, ask them how long they're gonna stay. Oh, they think until Sunday or until the weather changes. Ask them what time they go to sleep. At their mom's 7:30, at their dad's 10 maybe. Tell them that we're cooking up an Easter feast of hot cross buns. Cook them in the fire, yum, yum, yum. Hot cross buns, look at that butter run, run, run. Hot cross, one a penny, two a penny, the world is a present, don't forget it. Three a penny, four a penny, there's kangaroo bones down there by the creek. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come along with me, I'll help you find a good stick. Flashing at the reeds, and the river is wide, the river is deep. The only way across is at the fallen tree. And then we'll leave. Hot cross buns, cook them in the fire, yum, yum, yum. Oh, hot cross buns, look at that butter.
Whoever's ringing, I can't talk to you right now because I'm talking to Peter Joseph Head. He's on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tim. How's it going?
All right. We're just listening to the tail end of your... It's quite a long tail on it, yeah. On Hot Cross Buns, a little thing that you put together with the family, I believe.
Well, everything's with the family now, right?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah, and I noticed you had a little clip of something you did, and you were well. Oh no, you weren't well separated, because there were two people on very close to the keyboard. But anyway, it is family.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's hard to know with that stuff, isn't it? It kind of seems that if one person in your household gets it, then I don't know. It's going to be pretty hard for everyone else not to get it.
You're all gone. It's luckily you're all young, and you won't suffer too much. Hopefully, if you do get it.
Hopefully, but then they seem to say that sometimes even young people get sick, don't they?
That is true. That's what they're saying now. Mm. Now, moving on. This is Songs in Translation. A bit different than usual, because you usually come in and play live.
Mm.
The way this works, of course, is you play a Japanese song, the original, and then there's the translation, which is done by you.
Yep, that's how it works. And so this week I chose a song. It's the original's called Iudana, so which roughly translates as the water feels so good, and it's a song about hot springs or onsens. I first heard this song when I was playing in Japan. I was playing a gig at a hot spring, and which was quite surreal but amazing. But the owner of the hot spring said he wanted me to play this song, which I hadn't heard of at all. Anyway, played this song, everyone loved it. But then just recently I heard about, Shimura Ken is a very famous comedian in Japan, and he was the first really big celebrity over there to die of coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it was sort of something that really shocked the whole nation there, I think, because it really made the sickness seem real to people, I suppose. So this song that I played at the hot spring, which is about going in hot springs, was a song that was sung by a group called The Drifters, and that's like a comedy group which Shimura Ken was from. And they're an interesting group. They're kind of like the I kind of think they're a bit like Monty Python or something. And they had this show that was on every week in Japan for 16 years, I believe it was. And an iconic show that, you know, I think families would gather around. And, well, the name of the show is Hachiji Dayo Zen In Shugo, which means it's 8 o'clock, everyone round up. And everyone would watch the show, and this song that I've done a cover of would come on at the end of the show every time. And the first thing that made the group famous was that they actually opened for the Beatles when they toured Japan in 1966. They were one of the support acts, which is strange because they're a comedy group. I'm not really sure why they got a comedy group to.
There were some very odd support acts in the old days, you know. Even in Melbourne, you'd get string quartets playing before, you know, I don't know, some heavy metal band or whatever.
I guess it's that concept of, like variety shows, and as long as it's entertaining, then it can, you know,
together. Even last night on a country music documentary, it mentioned some real country band, like bluegrass band, playing before Kiss, and how they were booed off, and they left after the third song and sort of gave the, you know, fingers up and left the stage. And I think they mooned them, but they were probably more punk than any punk band, this country band. Wish I could remember who it was.
Well, the Drifters, they did their support of the Beatles, and their set was went for 1 minute 15 seconds. It's pretty funny if you look it up on YouTube. But yeah, they come out and do this song that's sort of, I know, it's like a garbled English
sort of rockabilly-ish sounding kind of thing, and then they do it for like 1:15, and then they all do this comedic flop down onto the stage, and that's it. It's quite strange. Anyway, yeah, this is their iconic song that would come on the TV every week, and I think they would get like, you know, numbers of people tuning in, like 50% of the ratings or whatever would be if the people would be watching this show.
Right. Okay, well, let's give it a spin, shall we?
Yep, let's have a listen.
There you go. I better not talk over the big finish. Okay, Peter, so you've done one.
I've done one. It's such a great song. Do you like it, Tim? What do you think?
I had mixed feelings when I started. I mean, it's lovely. It's I'm sure a lot of people out there will really enjoy it. It's a good little catchy number. It's a grower. On the second time of hearing, I found it less objectionable.
Well, that's saying something, Tim. That's saying something. Yeah, so done a bit of a recording, a translation, and I don't know, it was kind of fun, because this song, it's referring to lots of different place names in Japan, because this song came from a whole set of songs that the songwriter and composer Rokusuke Ei and Izumi Taku, they had this project to write a song about every prefecture in Japan, or every region of Japan, and there's like 47 regions there, and they ended up writing 52 songs about each of the different regions. It's kind of like, you know, Sufjan Stevens, how he was going to do a album about every state in America.
Yes, and he didn't get that far.
He did like two. I don't think he's done.
Illinois and something Michigan. Else. And yeah. What else? What's the other one?
Michigan, I think he did.
Yeah.
Anyway, but these guys, they actually went through and did it. They've got the fifth, although they were only doing songs, but they did 52 songs. So this has got all like references to local places. So it's kind of quite interesting to try and sort of rhymed all of the place names with English words, which was fun in a perverse kind of way.
Yeah. Mm. All right, well, let's give it a listen, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
And now, who's backing you up on this? Let us know.
Well, I've got the family, so I've got my my daughter Keiko is doing some of the bum bum ba bums, and so is my wife Fumiko, and she's also playing piano.
All right, let's go.
Cool, thanks.
The water feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. I feel a cold drop on my back as the steam falls from the roof. And it feels so cool. Yeah, it feels so cool. I'm in the North Country. Nobody bets you, and it's gonna get you. The water feels so good. Yeah, it feels so good. Who is that singing that? Yagibushi, they make it sound so easy. And they sound so sweet. Yeah, it sounds so sweet. Here in Jochu Kusatsu, getting my body warm through. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Who is that hazy figure coming through the white mist? It could be her, it could be her, it could be her. Oh, it could be her. Right here in Okishu, Shirahama, maybe there's someone who loves you. But it feels so good. Yeah, it feels so good. I feel so Japanese. Feels like I should be singing Naniwa Bushia in a low, low groan. In a low, low groan. Down in the South Country, in Beppu, in my birthday suit, forgetting me, forgetting you. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Now, I'm not trying to cast any aspersions here, but I've noticed, like, people when I saw Joe Cocker, for example, which was a great concert about 10 years ago, and, you know, his voice has sort of gone a bit and whatever, but he had the great backup singers. And quite often, or you find, you know, you find the backup singers quite often are the ones that save the whole thing. I'm not saying that about your track. Yeah.
I think that would be a fair comment.
No.
I think that would be a fair comment. I think my daughter's sort of carrying that. My 7-year-old daughter's kind of carrying that one, I would say.
No, it was a fine work on everybody's part, but I just thought, you know, well, you've got something in the making there.
Mm.
It is 8 past 8. Peter Joseph Head's been on the phone. I can't ask you about gigs because there won't be any.
We're isolated.
Are you doing it? Are you doing anything online? One of those little virtual concerts at all?
No, not really. I was thinking about it, but I've just been tinkering away in the shed and posting up little videos from there. I'll probably keep doing that, I suppose.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Peter, with this month's Songs in Translation. I haven't even got any reverb. should be hearing from Andrew very shortly. If Andrew's there, give us a call and we'll get on to your segment. Oh, it's Segment City at the moment. Thanks, Peter.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Keep well.
Okay.
All right. See you, mate.
The JVG radio method, Sunday afternoons from 2 p.m. with JVG.